I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Good morning. I hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. This morning, a pair of provocative books. The first in about 15 minutes is Life Among Giants, the new novel by Bill Rohrbach. Later, cultural provocateur Camille Paglia stirs things up with her new art history book, Glittering Images, a journey through art from Egypt to Star Wars. To begin with, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
The Republican majority on the Hamilton County Commission has the votes to pass Board President Greg Hartman's proposed 2013 budget, but they gave lone Democrat Todd Portoon another week to make his case for some adjustments. For starters, Portoon wants to include a five-year budget plan.
Whatever we do, we need to act in such a manner where we are not only balancing the budget for next year, but we're also laying out specifics that will take us to fiscal stability.
Commissioner Hartman says his plan does that.
The document which I put forth today matches revenues to expenditures. It's a numbers budget. I think that that's not to say that this document does not look to the future. We make significant investments in this budget in future economic growth.
Portoon also wants to see some funding allocation changes. Specifically, he'd like to increase the juvenile court budget. The board is scheduled to adopt a budget next week. Kentucky smokers would pay more for their cigarettes under a proposal that's being recommended by a panel appointed by Governor Steve Beshear. The Blue Ribbon Commission on Tax Reform endorsed a proposal this week to raise the cigarette tax to $1 a pack from the current 60 cents. Beshear appointed the panel earlier this year to recommend a simpler tax code that would generate enough revenue to meet state needs even during recessions. Members of the group have ruled out some less popular proposals, including implementation of a 6% tax on groceries, which would have generated some $500 million a year. They also tossed aside a proposal that would have reinstated an estate tax in Kentucky. The panel's recommendations could be presented to Beshear as soon as next month. Cincinnati Council this week approved the city's first comprehensive plan in more than 30 years. The document has been in the works for more than 3 years and focuses on what the city will look like in the future. Specifically, it has strategies that for the first time focus on economic development activities in the neighborhoods. Planning and Buildings Director Charles Graves describes the plan this way.
The vision for the future of Cincinnati is focused on an unapologetic drive to create and sustain a thriving, inclusive urban community where engaged people and memorable places are paramount, where creativity and innovation thrive, and where local pride and confidence is contagious.
The plan has 5 key initiative areas. They are compete, connect, live, sustain, and collaborate. There are 14 goals in the document, plus numerous strategies and action steps. The city will also use the plan as it creates future capital budgets to focus funds on projects that stabilize targeted neighborhoods and create what officials call transformative change. Home sales are up across the region. The Cincinnati Area Board of Realtors reports the 19% increase is the 16th consecutive time home sales have gone up. President Tom Hasselbeck credits improved affordability and consumer confidence. Northern Kentucky home sales increased 9% in October when compared to the same month a year ago. A bipartisan task force has overwhelmingly approved sweeping changes to Kentucky's pension systems for public employees. The recommendations are non-binding but give lawmakers a framework for drafting legislation next year. Among other recommendations, the panel calls for an end to cost-of-living adjustments for pensions. It also suggests that new employees be signed up for retirement plans that are similar to 401ks, but with a guaranteed payout from the state. Damon Thayer is chairman of the task force.
We are making a recommendation to fully fund the ARC. We are recommending that we change the plan for future employees.
The ARC is the annual required contribution that the General Assembly must pay to pension plans. Lawmakers haven't fully paid the ARC in years, which in part led to the current problems. Time is running out for Kentucky's delinquent taxpayers to pay up without penalties and at a lower interest rate. The state's tax amnesty ends November 30th. Matt Gillum with the Department of Revenue says more than 11,000 applications have come in so far. He's expecting the program's final days to be busy.
Generally speaking, if our last two amnesty programs are any indication, that it'll be the response the last 2 weeks will be overwhelming.
After November 30th, penalties, fees, and the full interest rate go back into effect, and enforcement efforts get more aggressive. Kentucky last conducted an amnesty in 2002. Officials say it netted the state more than $40 million. 13 judges and lawyers have applied to Governor John Kasich for the upcoming vacancy on the Ohio Supreme Court. Kasich's appointee will replace retiring Justice Evelyn Lundberg Stratton. Absent from the list released by Kasich this week were two incumbents who lost their high court seats in November, Robert Cupp and Yvette McGee Brown. Cupp cited the impact on rulings coming yet this year as a reason for not applying. Applicants include three common pleas judges, Craig Baldwin, Pat DeWine, and Victor Haddad of Licking, Hamilton, and Claremont counties, respectively. They also include five appellate judges, including Ohio State Bar Association President Patrick Fisher. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.